Family of Blessed Savior, those here in the sanctuary and those watching online, that song, Will You Go, Lord, kind of sets the theme of this service. It was a number of weeks ago that Lutheran Bible Translator Sunday was observed in some congregations, and when I approached Pastor Vern about that, he said, let's do it this particular Sunday because I'm on vacation then, and I'd like you to fill in. So that theme is what is part of the sermon theme, Jesus' Master Plan, Care for His Kingdom. I think one of the banners, there it is, celebrating 25 years, 1993 is it, 2018, I thought it was 1992 according to the Lutheran date book from the Synod, but it says 93 there, 25 years. And when we moved here over a year ago, notice that banner, and the history of the congregation of God's being here and ministering with you and to you and through you. That history is important. Why am I concerned about that? Because the sermon theme, Jesus' Master Plan, Care for His Kingdom. And it's based on two verses of the gospel, which we will read together now. And, in fact, you already read in the verse early in the service. Let's read it. But the one who endures to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So you see, my interest, my focus, the master plan of God for this congregation has to do really with His master plan and focus for the world, that message of salvation. We call it His care for His kingdom. Is there anyone here that was on the building committee before I get to the wider mission of the church, on this building committee when the congregation was built, raise your hand. Not seeing any, but I did talk to somebody last Sunday, and I mentioned to Ed Brandmeier that I would be speaking about the building plan, God's building plan. And I knew he has been an active servant gift for the congregation. And then somebody pointed out to me this week he was chairman of the building committee when it was started. And so I told him I would be mentioning his name. And he paused a few minutes and he said, I have spies in the congregation. I don't mind if it gets back to him because he is truly appreciated gift of God for his efforts in the congregation. And I know those efforts continue with the Strategic Planning Committee as we continue that theme of Jesus' master plan and his care for his kingdom in this place and through this congregation. Now to our text of God's master plan for not only Blessed Savior, but the wider church. First, Jesus says, the one who endures to the end will be saved. First part of our text. Before, as you heard the gospel reading, before these verses, we hear all kinds of disasters and problems, signs of distress that will happen in the world in Jesus' day and then also up until Jesus' return to take the church to himself in heaven. And I find those words so timely because of the chaos and the division in our country, the devastating storms that are experienced periodically, and then upheaval in various other parts of the world. And then there are those other personal issues, illnesses, injuries, and death that impact our life in so many ways. And so that first part of the text is so important to us, especially as we focus on that word endure. Endure. Now, we're not given a timeline as far as how long before Jesus' second coming, before he takes us to himself in heaven. But we're given a quality of reaching that end, that word endurance. And here are a couple definitions. The first one in the dictionary, the fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. In other words, without giving up. And then the second definition that applies also in our situation as Christians in the problems and the difficulties of life, denoting or relating to a race or other sporting event that takes place over a long distance or otherwise demands, and this key phrase, great physical stamina, endurance. What an important word for us as we reflect on our times of difficulties and sufferings. This morning, we may have had to do a little bit of enduring with the colder temperatures as we woke up in our homes and outside at the beginning of the fall season and the coldest day so far this year. Jesus' master plan for each of us to endure hardships and adversities, that's his master plan for us before he returns. Take us to our heavenly homes before the last judgment. The reason we have a mission and ministry as his church, part of his master plan. I asked Vern about Bible Translation Sunday, and as I said, we agreed to do a focus on that mission and kind of a refocus on the mission of the congregation as it is on this particular Sunday. The purpose of Lutheran Bible translators is to put the message of salvation into the languages of the people. And let's read it together. This mission of Lutheran Bible translators, and I'm sure we'll find some similarities with the mission of Blessed Savior. Millions of people don't have the Bible in a language they understand. Lutheran Bible translators partners with individuals, organizations, language communities to put God's Word in their hands. It's not an easy task, is it? Because of the difficulties of translation, language, but also because of our adversary, the devil. He's known by other names, liar, Satan, serpent, destroyer. The devil doesn't want us to have God's word in our hearts and in our lives. He acts as a stumbling block. He gets in our way. He doesn't want us to delight in God's word, to be empowered by that word, to live in God's word. A recent George Barna survey of Christians found these rather startling results. 58% didn't know who preached the Sermon on the Mount. In case you don't know, it was Jesus. 52% didn't know that the book of Jonah is in the Bible. And 15% thought that the Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luther, and John. Satan's tactics to discourage us from knowing about him to trusting in him are such examples as maybe getting up in the morning or before getting up in the morning and saying, why should I bother? Nothing good is going to happen to me. And that negative feeling about the day ahead. And then Satan's tactic might be another one. As you look into the mirror, Satan may have this line: you're ugly, you're old. How could anyone care for you? That downer on ourselves, personal appearance. And at the end of the day, Satan may tempt us to feel guilty about what we did or said or didn't do or didn't say. You're a sorry excuse for a Christian. You're all messed up. Yes, Satan does want to tempt us and put us down at every opportunity. And without God's word to push back against those lies, Satan can chew people up and spit them out like a shredder does paper. How sad. LBT's strategy is to give God's word to people. And before we read their mission statement, now we're going to read their mission statement together. The next slide. Lutheran Bible translators make God's word accessible to those who do not yet have it in the language of their hearts. The next slide. Did you know that over 1 billion... You don't have to read this one. This is informational. I was going to note that and forgot. My apology. Did you know that over 1 billion people worldwide don't have the full Bible in a language that touches them deeply? That is, as was stated earlier in the purpose of LBT, to put the Bible language in people's heart language. And next, did you know that an estimated 165 million people, that's a lot of folks, don't have a single verse of Scripture translated into their language? That's 165 million people with no Bible verse. A lot of people don't have this master plan, don't have Jesus in their hearts and lives to deal with the troubles of their lives and with faith and hope in our future. In the Old Testament reading, the prophet Jehudah is in Judah in 604 BC reading the book of Jeremiah. And I dare say that was a strange reading, wasn't it, that we heard? I'm not sure if that was an Old Testament LBT text or if that is the actual reading for this 21st Sunday after Pentecost. Well, while the prophet is reading from the book of Jeremiah, King Jehoiakim would cut out a section of the Bible as he read it and have his servant throw it into the furnace and burn it. Talk about Satan shredding, like shredding paper with trying to get to people and discourage them, destroy them. Here is the king destroying portions of God's word as it is read. He was doing Satan's work, of course, getting rid of God's word. But this Old Testament reading doesn't tell us the rest of the story. That story is law. God's word failing, as it were. But later on, and I'm going to have you read this with me, from Jeremiah 32, we get some good news, the gospel, and we read, "Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Baruch, who wrote on it at the dictation of Jeremiah all the words of the scroll that Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire, and many similar words were added to them." God's word goes on. It gets restored in hearts, minds, lives, and here, literally from the Bible, by God's servant. Jeremiah's resurrected scroll was the prelude to Jesus' resurrected body. And the word made flesh rose again. Mary cried out, "Rabboni!" And the Emmaus disciples exclaimed after Jesus rose from the dead, and they didn't know at first it was him. They exclaimed, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road?" And later it was Thomas who first doubted, but then said, when he saw Jesus for himself, "My Lord and my God." The life of Jesus and the breath of the Spirit, that's God's word, proclaim the gospel of the kingdom until Jesus returns. It's worth our investment of time and talents and treasures. It announces forgiveness for all our sins. It showers us with grace of spiritual as well as physical blessings. It rekindles resurrection, hope, and endurance within us in the face of Satan's lies and deceptions. God's message tells us what is contrary to what the world and human nature tells us. Weakness is power. Loss is gain. And servanthood is greatness in Jesus' realm, the kingdom's realm. Jesus, our living Savior, makes all the difference in how we view life and how we deal with life. He and his word has been, is, and always will be victorious over every evil power and Satan. In this, we believe. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, continue to keep our hearts and minds faithful, enduring in him to life everlasting in heaven. Amen.